ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
Okay, we are on. Let's just go into the sentences. We're on page 1, Bhandarkar, book 2, page 130 in the old book, starting with three quarters down the page, Punye Bahani Purodaha Tam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's also lesson 16.
Lesson 16.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
French lesson 16. French and all irregularities. What page is it in the new book?
112.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and start.
So it's me, right? Punye Ahani Purodaha tam raje abhishishecha cha imam papata.
Mantram, you forgot.
Mantram, oh sorry, I wanted to break it out. Mantram cha imam papata.
Good.
So, punye is locative singular. For auspicious or favorable or sacred. And the next word, ahani, is day, so basically on an auspicious day or on a favorable day. Purodaha is from Purodas, which is the priest, family priest or preceptor, and it's nominative singular. Tam, accusative singular, him. Rajye is locative singular. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, oh yeah, so Rajye Abhishishecha is, what I decided is that like a inauguration or it's like the
coronation.
Coronation of
it's
the king.
It's the sprinkling of the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that Abhishekam or is that?
Yeah, it is from
Abhishekam. This is a verb. So
what kind of verb is it?
It's a, what kind of verb? It's class 6.
No. Oh. I mean, what is it? What tense is it?
Oh, it's a perfect.
Right.
Third singular.
Right, from Abhisich.
Yeah, Abhisich is the...
Yeah, Abhisich.
Is a verb. So, and then we have mantram. So, mantra or hymn or prayer. And cha imam, which is and this. It's accusative singular. And then finally we have papata, which is from Pat. Is that from Pat?
Yes.
Okay, Pat. Class 1, to read or recite. And it's a perfect third singular.
Right.
So what I came up with is, on the auspicious day, the priest inaugurated him. I was a little unsure of what to do with the... inaugurated him in... to royalty or into
just into the kingdom.
Into the kingdom, okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure how to use that word.
Well, it's not a good translation. So
okay.
You would say, I mean, it's not an obvious trans. He did the coronation to him.
Okay.
For the in the kingdom.
Into
for the kingdom.
Kingdom
in reference
kingdom.
To the kingdom. To his kingdom, right.
Alright. So
you would just say
inaugurated
him in the kingdom.
Okay, into the kingdom. And recited this mantra.
Right.
And, oh, so we have a second part to this one, too, which is...
yeah, let's go ahead and then do the second part also.
Yabhi Indram Abhyashinchat.
Yeah.
Abhyashinchat. Prajapatihi Somam Rajanam Varunam.
I'm going to get that because I think it could be Virginia, you know?
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're good?
Yes.
Hi, it's Lydia Bigelmark.
lives in Delhi, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. There was a bombing there.
She's fine.
Okay, good. Thank you, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another Muslim militant.
I know.
Freaky.
Was she anywhere near where it happened?
Oh, good. I mean, when it happened, she wasn't.
Yeah. That's still freaky. Delhi. God.
Yeah, I mean, it happens in Myanmar. It's just a lucky destiny.
We're lucky that this doesn't happen here very often. Or never really.
I don't even want to say it.
I know.
Because I feel it's only a matter of time.
I know, I kind of agree with you on that. Like, sooner or later.
I mean, we've been isolated so far in America, but...
Yeah.
Except for the really big ones.
Right. But I worry sometimes about our own people. Like, there's such high unemployment, especially in minority groups and stuff. It's like...
Well, it's high, desperate. But it's not as high as, you know, I know. I mean, it's
not like
a 9 or 10% unemployment.
Yeah.
It's still 90% employed.
Ah, let's go ahead. Sorry about that.
Do you want me to start over?
Yeah, let's start over.
Kyabhi indram abhyashin chat. Abhyashin chat. Nafa. Prajapatihi somam rajanam varunam yamam manu. Tabihi adbihi abhishinchami twam aham twam adi rajaha
twam aham rajnyam.
Ah.
Oops.
Twam aham rajnyam.
I think there was something to break there.
Rajnyam.
Then twam.
Twam aham.
Right. Twam aham rajnyam.
Yeah.
Twam adi rajo bhaveha. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it right. I better go back to the book. I was just trying to do the Sundays and I didn't practice enough. All right, let me go back to Somam. Somam Rajanam Varunam Yamam Manum Tabihi Advihi Abhishinchami Twam Aham Ragnyam Twam Aham Ragnyam Twam Adiro Adirad Jaha Baveha.
Baba Iha.
Baba Iha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did think about that. And I kind of gave up. Okay. Well, good. All right. Sorry about that. All right. So, Tabihi is the instrumental plural. I mean, Yabihi is the instrumental plural for Yud. So I think it's like with which, and then, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's with which, and by which, whatever. And then Indram, accusative singular for Indra. And then we have this next one, I believe, is this Abhi plus the imperfect of Ashinchit?
Yep, it's the imperfect.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So it's imperfect third person singular for us.
The root is actually sitch. And
sitch,
it becomes shitch because of the abhi.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But why, the thing that was puzzling to me, it's because it, this is what was puzzling to me. It was looking to me like there is a prefix added on, whereas before, because it went to abhya.
Yeah, that's abhi plus the the prefix goes between.
I get that, but why didn't it go, if this is all the verb, why didn't it go to abhi? Why wouldn't it go to the
verb? No, because it goes between the prefix and the root.
So the abhi is considered a prefix, even though we call the verb abhi sinch?
Yeah, the abhi is still a prefix.
That's what was getting me. Okay.
But you know what is weird about this? I don't understand why it's staying as sha. And the reason is, let me just look up something. The reason is that abhi becomes abhya.
Oh.
And so now we've got an a there, not an e. So why does cinch? Let me just look at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just check something here. I don't understand that. I want to make sure I've got the root right.
Oh, so it's abhi and then, sorry, I'm kind of catching up here. Abhi and then a cinch.
Yeah, because it's a perfect third person,
A cinch. Okay, got it. And what does it mean, cinch?
Sitch, to sprinkle.
It's a sprinkle or a corn, you know, to...
Sitch means just like to sprinkle.
Sprinkle.
Sorry, I just thought of this now.
That's all right. It's a good question.
Sitch. Let's see. The is generally of sitch is generally changed to sh after a preposition ending in e or u.
Oh.
But the problem that I have is that the with the ubi in the past tense
equals to ya.
Mm-hmm.
So there shouldn't be a problem.
So there shouldn't be that problem. Okay, well that's something.
Didn't you just read that it's normally changed to a sh after
before e prepositions that end in e or u.
So this ubi ends in e, no?
Yeah, I know, but when we add the you know, now it's not following a preposition, it's following the
the
okay. So let me just look at ubi sitch. Well, it's not going to help me.
Maybe still applies even
with ubi sitch. Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
No, but I'm saying maybe that rule of the preposition ubi, the e ending still applies even with the in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know why. Okay, the thing is, I have to look in. There's a special Panini Sutra, so we'll do it later. I'll research it rather than spend 15 minutes to go into the sutra.
Okay.
The sutra will probably tell us. Okay.
All right. So,
I'm going to put a little circle it and put a little question mark.
Okay.
So, what does it say?
So it's saying that. With which Indra sprinkled. And then we go on to the next word. Or by which, through which Indra sprinkled.
Well, Indra is in the accusative.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The creator sprinkled. I'm sorry, we haven't got to the creator.
Prajapati
sprinkled Indra. Prajapati is nominative singular. And then we have a lot of accusatives coming up. We have somam, which is the soma nectar, rajanam, which is king, and varunam, varuna, yamam, yama, manum is manu, and tabihi, instrumental plural, by those, and then udbihi, which is instrumental plural for water, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it? I forget what the substantive was for that. What was it? Is it up? Yes,
it's up, I think.
Yeah, so that's number 27 on page 127 for that one.
And you said it's accusative plural?
No, udbihi is instrumental plural. It's like that was a this killer.
Yeah.
And then we have again Abhishin Chami, which is the first person present singular.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, so far what we have is with which the with which Prajapati sprinkled Indra, I anoint.
With which waters
yeah. I anoint.
With the waters which Prajapati sprinkled, sprinkled Indra, etc., with those waters.
With those waters, yeah. I sprinkle you. Wait a minute, I forgot all these other accusatives. All those other accusatives, are those going with Prajapati? Or is that I'm sprinkling all
you
of
know,
those?
You know, it says with Yabihi, with those means with those waters.
Mm-hmm.
Which Prajapati sprinkled Indra, Soma, Rajanam,
right, all of
Vandanam.
Those. Okay.
And then you don't know what to do with Rajanam, that in that Bhandarkar key.
Mm-hmm.
You put Rajanam with Vandanam, King Vandanam.
King, yeah, that's right.
That doesn't really make sense to me, but maybe that's what it is. We don't know. We have to just take his word for it.
Yeah.
Also, Raja sometimes goes with Soma. Do you remember that?
Oh,
to be
yeah.
King
it
Soma.
King Soma, yeah.
Or it could be the king.
Right.
Or maybe the translator in the key knows something in the context
mm-hmm.
where Raja goes with
mm-hmm.
with Varuna.
Okay. And so the Prajapati is sprinkling with Soma, right?
No.
He's sprinkling
with Adbihi.
Oh.
Soma has to be one of the deities.
Soma's a deity. Okay.
Yeah. Because the sprinkle, you see, it's Yabihi,
yeah.
Adbihi.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting thrown off by that Soma.
It's own thing.
It's a deity. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. So then, by these same waters, or with these same waters, I anoint you.
That's right.
You, Twam.
Mm-hmm.
Twam Aham. I anoint you. And mm-hmm. then then we have Rajnyam. Rajnyam, genitive plural.
Uh-huh.
And Twam Aham, so Twam is nominative singular, you. Aham is I.
What? Twam is what? Twam is you.
Oh, Twam is you. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
Twam, and then we have Adi Rajaha. And then would that be Bhavaha?
No, just Bhava.
Just
may
Bhava?
You be. Twam Bhava.
Oh, maybe. Okay. And what's Iha?
Here, indeclinable. Here, in this...
Okay.
You know, like we have here, in this world, in this loka.
World. Okay.
Yeah.
So the last part says, may you be a supreme... May you be the supreme ruler of kings.
Just king, here. The king of kings.
King of kings
yeah.
here.
And Bhava is imperative second person.
Yeah, from Bhu. May you be...
Right.
Yeah. No ending in the imperative
right.
second
that's,
person.
That's, yeah.
that's right.
Everybody see it?
Yes.
Everybody.
Do all three of us see it?
yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Do you see it, Kiki?
Yeah.
You want to read those two lines from Sayyid Punye?
Okay. Punye Ahani. Purudhastam. Raje Abhishishecha. Mantram Chemam Papatha. Yabhi Indram. Abhyashinchat. Prajapatihi. Somam Rajanam Varunam Yamam Manum.
Soma Rajanam Varanam Yamam Manam.
Tabhihi Abhishinchami. Twam Aham.
Rajnyan Twam
Adhirajo Bhaveha.
Ati Rajo Baveha.
Good.
Okay.
Ready for the next one?
Oh, well, yeah, let's go.
I could attempt that one.
This one, okay.
The next one.
Go ahead.
I don't know what sentence.
It's actually pretty easy. It's just ask for words. Ask for words.
Okay. Deva, Asura. So Deva, gods and demons, Asura. And this will be in Deva, Asura, Va. So Va, I think, means or, right? Is that indeclinable, meaning or?
Or, actually, Va does mean or, but this is not Va here. Look at the Sunday with an A. We had a lot of this, I think, in, what was it, in one of the things we were chanting. It's in the Taittiriya. Va is Vai.
Mm. Okay.
Va plus,
yeah.
Right, Va plus A would become Vaya,
right.
Where the Yakara drops.
Plus A becomes Vaya.
The Yakara
right.
Drops, and then you get, and they stay separate. So Vai.
Okay. So, and Vai means indeed? Is that
mm-hmm.
Indeed?
Okay. Kind of historical often, as is well known to.
Right. And then Deva, Asura, will be, Deva, Asuraha is a nominative plural for gods and demons. Deva, Asuraha, Vai, Eshu, Lokeshu, and those both are locative plurals. In this loka.
In these lokas.
In these lokas, sorry.
Yeah.
Plural, locative plural. So in these lokas. Sanyetire, I have no idea what that means. Maybe they lived? Or they...
What is it, Tara?
It's they fought.
Oh,
what's
they fought.
Yet. Is it yet?
Yeah.
Okay, because he gave yet in the vocabulary, I think, but I couldn't find it.
No, you know what you're forgetting?
What am I forgetting?
Is that yet
with each other
has an right in the perfect that sometimes will be changed to a.
Can you say that again?
Well, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. I knew that it was perfect, and I knew that it did that. Took that
that a
that
so
guna.
Some yet yeah.
Yeah,
it's not guna.
It's not.
It's the
but
a
it
replaced by a.
I remember that part, but
and then ire.
Right.
But you don't
oh.
Know what some yet means. Ire
oh,
is the ending.
And
yes, yes.
Oh,
it's the third
is
person plural.
Ending.
Yeah,
so
yes,
the plural.
That's right.
Yeah.
For
so samyetire.
I got that. I just wasn't when I was looking up the verb yet. I wasn't finding it.
No, you should look up
samyet. That's what I did wrong. Okay.
You should be able to find yet also.
Well, I might have just missed it, but I thought I couldn't find. I found it in here in his vocabulary list, but I wanted to know like what.
Look
class
up samyet.
Okay, I'll look it up later. Yeah.
So samyat and yat are both.
A yat usually means to strive.
Yat means to strive.
Samyat, it's a first guna apne for that. Contest, strife, battle is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I look up yet, do that. Yet, going, moving, to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got tons of meaning. Take pains, endeavor, make effort. It's often used to exert oneself or make effort. I'm used to that one. A lot of different meanings. To torture, to distress, to punish. But some yet, when you look it up, that means like to, it has other meanings too, but it also means to battle or to,
battle, yeah.
To quarrel with or begin a fight with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does it say?
So it says the gods and demons often fought in these lokas.
There's no one often there.
No. Gods and demons had a contest. So
they just fought.
They fought.
It's a verb.
They fought.
Yeah.
In these lokas.
Battled in these lokas. What else?
That's it.
Are you stopping there?
Should I do the next one?
You know what? It all goes... I don't know if you want to do all that. That whole last piece is all one. It all goes together.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
So,
would you prefer to do it?
I don't mind doing it. It's actually kind of easy, but if you want to do... It's up to you. If you look at it, it's basically saying the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's just adding a different direction in.
Okay.
Because they're saying they fought in these different quarters.
Okay.
So it's not actually too hard, but it's a lot, so it's up to you. I don't mind doing it.
Do the first one. Kiki, do the first one, see if you can do it. Because
okay.
Torah has to do the last one. Because
so,
the last one's harder.
The etasyam pratyam deshi yetire. Oh, yetire is what we discovered. Right, that's from
yetire. Yetire can just be fought.
Fought, right, we discovered that
root. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tamstataha asura ajayan. Oh, ajayan means to lose. They lost.
No, they conquered.
Or conquered.
Past tense from G.
Ajayan, right.
Ajayan, they conquered.
Conquered, okay. So that's an imperfect right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The etasya prachyam dishi is in the eastern direction. Dishi and dishi is locative.
And say dishi, you can take as quarter in the eastern quarter.
Oh, it's not direction, but it's
and etasyam prachyam dishi.
So in this eastern quarter, yetere again is going to be from yat and then ire ending. So they fought. Thams, I don't know that one. Thams, so asura is there in there, and thams the asura.
You got ta as te, right? Te, etasyam, the first one. Ta, did you get that as te?
Oh no, sorry, I didn't.
That's a sandhi because it starts with a afterwards. Is
yeah.
that what's happening? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So sadate. So they is just a nominative plural from
uh-huh.
saha.
Uh-huh.
They etasyam prachyam dishi yetere. They fought in this eastern quarter.
Then Tara, what's the sandhi for toms?
That's that sandhi where it's actually ton, and that sa kara is just the sa there is that sibilant is just added. It's not anything. It's not really representing anything. It's so what it is tan tataha.
Tan tataha
asuraha.
Oh, so the demons won there.
Yep, they did.
Okay, you can do it, Tara. I'm just doing a sloppy job here.
No, you did a great job.
Tara should just teach you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it.
That's fine.
She teaches you, and I'll just watch you. Because that way... You both are responsible for doing it. You have to make Kiki do this.
And the rest of the sentences are exactly the same, except the direction changes.
But where did you put the ton?
What I did with it was I said, that means them, right?
Ton is accused of the plural from Saha, right?
Then the demons conquered them, right? Because the demons are nominative plural.
Tataha is then, right?
Then the demons conquered them. Ton, them.
Yeah, no. That's true. I didn't know where to put ton. I didn't know where to...
That's what I did.
To put ton... Yeah, that's right. You're right. They battled in the eastern corner, then the demons conquered
them.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, then the next one is the same.
They
dakshanasyam dishi yetire. Ton... Tataha asura ajayan. Then they conquered. Then they fought in the southern quarter, and the demons conquered them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They pratichyam dishi Pratichyan, is that, we've covered east and south.
So that's west.
West,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So then they fought in the western quarter and the demons conquered them, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Udichyan, the Shiyetire, then they conquered, presumably,
mm-hmm.
in the northern quarter and the demons conquered them.
Right.
Yep.
Good. Let's look. Tara can do the last one.
Okay. Aditya Chandra. No, I'm going to break this up. Aditi Chandrao.
How about Aditya?
Right.
Aditya means sun.
Sun.
Right.
And then
doesn't
Chandra?
Aditi mean sun also?
But there's no Aditi there. You don't want to say a Chandra. Aditya Chandra. Chandra.
Oh, yeah. I guess
you
see what
I mean?
Right. Okay, I see what you mean, yeah. Why was I not thinking about that? Oh, yeah, it would be Achandra, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
So it's Aditya. All right, so Aditya.
Aditya.
Aditya. Chandrao. Anilaha. Anahaha. No, Analaha. Cha. And then we have Dao. I think it's Daohu. Is that right?
Daohu.
Daohu. Oh, Daohu. Bhumihi. Apaha. Pridiyam. Yamaha. Cha. Ahaha. Cha. Ratrihi. Cha. Ubhe. Cha. Sandye. Dharmaha. Dharmaha api janati.
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 Yeah.
Narasya vritam. Okay, so we have Aditya Chandrao. And I think that's, isn't that like a dwandva? Okay,
yeah.
So it's sun. It's saying sun and the moon in the dual,
mm-hmm.
Nominative dual, and then we have nilaha, which is wind, in the knowledge of singular, and then analaha, which is fire, also nominative singular, and then we have cha. So we have basically sun and moon, wind and fire. This next word. And I don't know if I was going to ask you about this. It seems to me that it could be two different words because they both seem to have the same nominative singular. So it's either div or jo. And I think I might be mixed up on that, but it looks like they both have the same nominative singular. One means heaven or day, and the other one means heaven.
It means heaven.
Right, but I get that. I get that it's supposed to mean heaven. But is this supposed to be jo or div?
Oh, let me just check.
Okay. Oh, why didn't I write the page number down for that?
Oops. It's Ju and Div are related. Ju.
Ju or
Ju?
I thought it was Jo.
I have Ju here just to say.
Oh, okay.
But Ju becomes Jiao in the nominative.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also working with Div.
Mm-hmm. And they're both listed. In the lesson, I'm not locating the ju or the jo. The div is on page 125, number 15, and it gives us diaohu as the nominative singular.
Okay.
but I can't remember where I saw the Jyo. See if I can find it. So maddening going through these.
I think that, just a second.
It's Jyo. He says this is the way it is for all O endings. Oh, here we go.
I think for Jew, div is the verbal root.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look.
But it can also be used as a Jew itself can be no yawning, Kiki.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, can you look on page 123?
Yeah.
Down under C, counter exceptions, number 8. He lists O and Jyo.
Let me see.
Counter-exception.
Yeah. Go
and Jyo. Uh-huh. Change the final O to ow in the first 5 inflections.
Let me try Jyo again on this.
D-Y-O.
No, it means heaven.
Jyo.
That's what I'm saying, and they have similar meanings, so maybe it doesn't really matter.
Go and Jyo change their final O to ow in the first 5 inflections. And so what does he have Jyo meaning? In Monier Williams, there is no Jyo, but let me look it up in my dictionary.
Well, he lists it in our vocabulary.
As what?
As Jyo, feminine, meaning heaven.
Yeah, well, that's what the meaning is in this context, I think.
Yeah, but then he also lists Div, feminine, which means heaven or a day. So that's why I didn't know which we were. I guess either one could work here, basically, because they are declined the same way.
Yeah,
probably heaven, because it's a bhumi after that, so heaven and earth.
Yeah, but if you're given two words that both can mean heaven, and they both are declined.
Which ones they mean?
Yeah.
But we don't know what they mean. If they decline in the same way, but let me just.
Yeah. Div can also mean day, but it means heaven as well. So, anyway.
Okay, so Jyo means heaven. I'm trying to find just Jyo.
Yeah.
Well, in Monier Williams and in Opte. Let me look just a little bit further.
Okay.
Oh, here's Jyo. It's feminine. Nominative singular Jiahu, heaven, paradise, the sky.
See?
Yeah. There it is. Now let me look at Div, okay?
I guess it doesn't matter, except that if you're going to mean day, you'll want to use Div and not Jyo.
Right.
But either one could be heaven.
And is Div also mentioned in here? In terms
yeah, Div is on page 125.
I'm
looking it up in here.
I'll show you where it is. I'll tell you the number. It's number 15.
You know, this is it's exactly the same. The nominative singular of div also is diabo, means heaven. Mm. But for div. Okay, well, that's complicated.
Anyway,
let's forget it. Let's move on.
It means heaven. It's nominative singular.
You know that for sure.
Then we have Pumahi, earth, nominative singular, and Apaha, water, also nominative singular, and Hridayam, which is also nominative singular, meaning heart, and
Yamaha is like Lord Yama?
Yes.
Oh.
And the day, which is also nominative singular, and then we have Ratrihi, which is night, and night, and another Cha and Uphe, which means the two,
Or both.
Or both.
Is both sanjas.
Okay, so is that declined?
Ube is declined.
Is it in the plural? I mean, what is the declension?
No, it's in the dual.
It's just in the dual.
In the dual.
Okay.
Halampale, like that.
Okay. So both, and then we have cha, and it's referring to sandye.
The sandyas, those are the...
which is the dawn and dusk, the
twilights.
The
dawn and dusk, the twilights, yeah.
So both twilights, and then dharmaha, dharma, nominative singular, api, even, or...
Yeah.
And then janati.
Janati.
Janati is from nya. Nya, which is to know, present third person singular. And narasya is genitive singular for man. And finally, vritam, which is PPP of vrit. And I guess it's conduct or condition or state.
Or the behavior, the activities.
Okay. Okay, this is what I came up with. Is basically the sun. So we all these things are strung together: sun, the moon, the wind, fire, heaven, earth, water, heart, yama. There isn't. Oh, that's later. Yama, the day, night, and the two twilights, and also or even dharma, know the activities or behavior of man.
Yeah. There's no way to escape.
There's no escape. There's no hiding.
Everything know. The whole world knows.
Everything's known.
Yeah. Okay, let's... we didn't read everything, so let's go back to Devasuraha.
I'm so sorry.
You got stuck, young girl.
I know. I need to sleep.
Hopefully we're not boring you completely. No,
it's not
tired.
That at all.
I know you're
it's not. I swear.
I'm teasing you.
So Deva Asura Eshu Lokeshu Sanyetire
Sanyetire
Ta Etasyam Pracham Dishi
Yetire
Tamstatosura
Ajayan
Te Dakshinasyam Dishi Yetire
Tamstatosura Ajayan
Te Pratichyam Dishi Yetire
Tamstatosura Ajayan
Ta Udichyan Dishi Yetire Tamstatosura Ajayan Aditya Chandrava
Why don't you break this in the
Aditya Chandrava Anila
Anilo Nalascha.
I'm sorry, I can't read this. Anilo Nalascha.
Anilo Nalascha.
Dyauhu.
Bhumihi.
Apo Hridayam Yamascha. Ahascha Ratrascha. Ubhe cha sandhye. Dharmopi janati narasya vritam.
The only two words at a time for janati.
Dharmopi janati. Narasya vritam.
Vritam. Good. Let's take a little stand-up break.
That's a lot to get done.
Well, I made a good start before.
So you came last week.
No, we didn't meet last week.
Okay.
Because
and the week prior.
The week prior we did meet, but weren't you here that week? No, maybe it was just me and Virginia that week.
I think probably.
So we met that week. So I was really good right after that week, and I wrote out my sentences and did some preliminary work, and I realized that like that long one in the direction they were fighting. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's all the same. I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like left it for a while. But the first sentence and the last sentence were more work. And
yeah,
so I was like,
especially
yesterday
those,
trying to get
those
done.
Tricky ones, like the water thing. Those are really hard.
It's so tedious.
And
look,
I hope you remember that.
I can't even see this stuff in here. I just
but that's
which Sunday?
The
Tom?
Yeah.
We've gone over that one before. Yeah.
So the sibilant is just there.
The sibilant is just added there. Yeah. You get an aniswara for the na. The na becomes an aniswara, so you go to Tom. Yeah, and then you just drop that sibilant.
That the ha is da.
It's tan.
Dan.
Tan tataha.
And then the so is added.
Yeah.
Carol, you look all Indian.
Huh?
You look Indian with your long hair. It's so familiar. It's so nice. It's like, I've never seen you like this, but I feel like I've known you like this with the long hair. It seems so familiar because it's an Indian look.
Yeah. In India, they used to not be able... They used to all think I was Indian.
Your coloring is very different now.
Yeah, but apparently when I was in Rishikesh, up in the north, a lot of the Indians are very light-skinned.
Yeah. They also
fair.
Have, like, mommy has green eyes, my mom.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm not down in the south so much. Really.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I kept thinking, I just hope I... Even if I don't have time to study, I just want to come.
Oh, yeah.
This is my anchor in so many ways. And it's so easy because you work so hard. Everything gets turned around, you know, on your head.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of, it's exciting to work hard, you know. It's exciting to get something done and get it out, especially when you're coding.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's exhausting and it just takes
a
while.
It requires so much concentration.
Yeah, but it's like concentration when you're playing a game and you're focused on it, there's nothing there, you know,
that kind of concentration, you're building like an edifice in your mind.
Yeah, I know.
I've done just a little bit of that when I learned some Pascal and things when I was younger. Just simple.
Yeah.
But I used to, you know, we'd have assignments and I'd have to make a code and my mind would be totally into the structure.
Many, many levels. You know, the more and more familiar you get, you think in that, in your head, that's the framework and the structure you're thinking in.
Yeah.
And it just flows after that.
Yeah,
it's
nice. Yeah, it's amazing.
But that whole sort of analytical bent of having, you know, knowing what structures to make, how they're connected, and what the flow of the algorithm is so fun, you know, because
it's
a very black and white thing.
Yeah.
It either works
it's either
or
right
not.
Or wrong.
So it's either right or wrong. Not like life.
Yeah, not like life.
You cold?
I'm fine. I like the door open, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I'm a little chilly, but I get overheated, too. So. Okay.
We have to decide how many we're going to do for tomorrow, next week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's when we have the key, it's a lot faster, so we can do more, don't you think?
It is faster, yeah. We could do a little more.
Like if we did. But you're going to be doing them all.
That's the only problem.
How many do you want?
You can assign as many as we can decide, and if I can't get it all done. If I can't do it all. Let's see.
What if we did? Just tell me what you think.
I don't know. I mean, six sentences seems... Five or six
seems like they're doable.
They all have two parts to it. One, two...
Let's do six. They have the last one be...
Six.
Garhate Netatashwanam.
And I'll just... Yeah, I'll do as best I can. And it is a lot easier and faster with the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And if you can only do five, that doesn't make any difference.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fine.
Who cares?
That's fine.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, we'll get through in a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
1, 2.
If you were thinking, let me turn this back on. thinking of doing the next six sentences down to the last one we would do is the couplet starting with Garhate. Garhate Natata. That would be the last couplet that we do, okay?
Okay. I may or may not have time to do it, but I will try.
That's all right. But you, even if you can't do it, you can understand it here in the past.
Yeah.
So do we want to read anything? Are we reading this, or are we reading this on our own?
Well, I mean, we've been reading it in class.
Yeah.
I don't think we did last time. I think we ran out of time. We worked on sentences a lot, unless I'm not remembering correctly.
I don't remember.
But I don't know that we need to read through it.
I kind of think it can be read through by ourselves.
I mean, in doing the sentences, it's like you have to... I'm reading through it constantly, and there's not really... there's not really a lot of rhyme or reason to... There is in a certain way, but it's kind of scattered. It's just kind of scattered and not organized.
You know what I think we should do, and we did this last time, we didn't do it this time, is that if you can write down the rule next to the sentence...
Uh-huh.
Because you've had to look back and find the rule.
Yeah.
You can write it down, and I'll do that too.
Okay. I'll
then we can refer to the...
I've been putting it into my... I did it this time into my sentences myself too.
Then we can, you know, go back and read that rule. I think that's the most helpful when you actually see it happening.
Exactly.
So then the task is every time you do a sentence, we'll also go back and read the rule of the thing in question. How's that?
Yeah.
I think that's good. That'll make us stay with it. And then we can really study this section on our own, you know, reading it. Is that all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.